The eighth kafizmah, starting from Psalm 55. Have mercy on me, O God, for man has struggled me down all the day long. Making war, he has afflicted me. Mine enemies have trodden me down all the day long. For many are they that war with against me from on high. By day I should not fear, but as for me, I will hope in thee. In God will I commend my words. In God I have set my hope. I will not fear what flesh shall do to me. All the day long they detested my words, and all their thoughts were against me for evil. They will dwell near and will hide themselves. They will watch where I set my heel, even as they have waited for my soul. On no account will thou save them. In wrath will thou bring down the peoples. O God, my life have I declared unto thee. Thou hast set my tears before thee, even as in thy promise mine enemies shall be turned back. In what day soever I shall call upon thee, behold, I know that thou art God. In God will I praise his words, in the Lord will I praise his speech. In God have I put my hope, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In me, O God, there be vows, which I will render in praise of thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from sliding, and I may be well pleased before the Lord in the light of the living. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for my soul trusteth in thee, and in the shadow of thy wings will I hope. In until iniquity shall pass away, I will cry unto God the Most High, unto God my benefactor. He has set out of heaven and saved me. He has given over to reproach them that were trampling me down. God has sent forth his mercy and his truth, and has delivered my soul from the midst of lions' cubs. I lay me down to sleep as one troubled. And as for the sons of men, their teeth are weapons and arrows, and their tongue is sharp sword. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O God, and thy glory above all the earth. They have prepared a snare for my feet, and bowed down my soul. They have dug a pit before that my face, and had fallen in it to themselves. Ready is my heart, O God, ready is my heart. I will sing and chant in my glory. Awake, O my glory, awake, O psaltery and harp. I myself will awake at dawn. I will confess thee among the peoples, O Lord, and I will chant unto thee among the nations. For magnify thee even unto the heavens is thy mercy, and thy truth even unto the clouds. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O God, and thy glory above all the earth. If he indeed speak of righteousness, judge rightly, ye sons of men. For in your heart ye work iniquity in the earth. Your hands weave unrighteousness. Even from the womb sinners are estranged. Even from the belly they are gone astray. They have spoken lies. Their rage is like that of a serpent, like that of an asp that is deaf and stoppeth her ear. Ears, which shall not hearken to the voice of the charmers, nor is spellbound by the spells of the wizard. God will shatter their teeth in their mouth, the great teeth of the lions the Lord has broken. They shall vanish like passing waters. He will bend his bow till they be weakened. Like wax that is melted shall they be taken away. Fire has fallen upon them, and they saw not the sun. Before your thorns can know their briar, while they are yet alive, in his wrath shall he swallow them up. The righteous man shall be glad when he sees the avengement. He shall wash his hands in the blood of the sinner. The man shall say, if indeed there is fruit for the righteous man, there is indeed a God that judges them upon and the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Rescue me from mine enemies, O God, and from them that rise up against me. Redeem me. Deliver me from them that work iniquity, and from men of blood do thou save me. For lo, they have hunted after my soul, the mighty have set upon me, neither is them. Then is it mine iniquity, O Lord, nor my sin. Without iniquity I ran and directed my steps. Arise to meet me, and behold, and thou, O Lord, God of hosts, the God of Israel, be attentive to visit all the heathens. Be not merciful to any that work iniquity. They shall return at evening, and shall hunger like dogs, and shall go round about the city. Behold, they shall utter sounds with their mouth, and their sword is in their lips. For who say they has heard? And thou, O Lord, shall laugh them to scorn. Thou shalt bring to naught all the heathens. O my strength, I will keep watch for thee. For thou, O God, art my helper. As for my God, his mercy shall go before me. My God shall make it manifest unto me among mine enemies. Slay them not, lest at any time they forget thy law. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, my defender. The sin of their mouth is in the speech of their lips. Yea, let them be taken captive in their pride, and from their cause and falsehood shall their final destruction be made known, in the wrath of their utter destruction, and they shall be no more. And they shall know that God is sovereign of Jacob and of the ends of the earth. They shall return at evening, and shall hunger like dogs, and shall go round about the city. They shall be scattered abroad, that they may eat. If they be not satisfied, they shall murmur. But as for me, I will sing of thy power, and in the morning I will rejoice in thy mercy. For thou shalt become my helper and my refuge in the day of my tribulation. Thou thou art my helper, unto thee will I chant, for thou, O God, art my helper. O my God, thou art my mercy. O God, thou hast cast us off, and hast destroyed us. Thou hast been wroth, and hast had pity upon us. Thou madest the earth to quake, and troubled it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it has been shaken. Thou hast shown thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of contrition. Thou hast given a sign unto them that fear thee, that they may flee from before the face of the bow, that thy beloved ones may be delivered safe down with thy right hand, and hearken unto me. God has spoken in his sanctuary. I will rejoice, and I will divide Sikima, and the veil of the tabernacles will I measure out. Mine is Galaad, and mine is Manasseh, and Ephraim is strength of my head. Judas is my king, and Moab is the cauldron of my hope. Upon Idumea will I stretch out my shoe. The foreign tribes have been subjected unto me. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Or who will lead me into Idumea? Wilt thou not, O God, who has spurned us, and doubt not, O God, go forth with our forces, give us help from affliction, for vain is the salvation of man. In God we shall work mighty deeds, and he will bring to naught them that afflict us. Hearken, O God, unto my supplication. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth unto thee have I cried, when my heart was despondent. On a rock hast thou lifted me on high. Thou hast guided me, for thou art become my hope, a tower of strength against the face of the enemy. I will dwell in thy tabernacle unto the ages. I shall be sheltered in the shelter of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my prayers. Thou hast given an inheritance to them that fear thy name. Days shalt thou add to the days of the king, his years unto days for generation and generation. He shall abide before the face of God in the age to come. For as for his mercy and truth, who shall seek them out? So will I chant unto thy name unto the ages, that I may pay my vows from day to day. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Shall not my soul be subjected to God? For from him is my salvation. For he is my God, my Savior, and my helper, and I shall be shaken no more. How long do ye assail a man? Ye kill all of you as ye might assail a leaning wall and a tottered rampart. But they made plans to cast aside mine honor. They ran in falsehood. With their mouth they bless, but with their heart they curse. But be subject unto God, O my soul, for from him is my patient endurance. For he is my God, my Savior, and my helper, and I shall not be moved from hence. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the God of my help, and my hope is in God. Hope in him, O ye generations of the people. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our helper. For the sons of men are vain, the sons of men are a lie and a balance. Out of vanity they gather themselves together, that they might do injustice. Set not your hopes in injustice, and lust not after plunder. If riches flow in, set not your heart thereon. Once has God spoken, these two things have I heard, that dominion belongeth to God, and mercy is thine, O Lord. For thou wilt render to every man according to his works. O God, my God, unto thee I rise early at dawn. My soul has thirsted for thee. How often has my flesh longed after thee in a land barren and untrodden and unwatered. So in the sanctuary have I appeared before thee to see thy power and thy glory. For thy mercy is better than lives. My lips shall praise thee, so shall I bless thee in my life, and in thy name will I lift up my hands. As with marrow and fatness let my soul be filled, and with lips of rejoicing shall my mouth praise thee. If I remember thee on my bed, at the dawn I meditated on thee. For thou art become my helper, in the shelter of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul has cleaved after thee, thy right hand has been quick to help me. But as for these, in vain have they sought after my soul. They shall go into the nethermost parts of the earth. They shall be surrendered unto the edge of the sword. Portions for foxes shall they be. But the king shall be glad in God. Everyone shall be praised that sweareth by him. For the mouth of them is stopped to speak unjust things. Hearken, O God, unto my prayer when I make supplication unto thee. Rescue my soul from fear of the enemy. Shelter me from the concourse of them that do wickedness, from the multitude of them that work in unrighteousness. They have sharpened their tongue like a sword. They have bent their bow a bitter thing, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless man. Suddenly shall they shoot at him and shall not fear. They have strengthened themselves in the wicked word. They have spoken of hiding snares. They said, who shall see them? They have searched after iniquity, and searching they are grown weary of searching. A man shall draw nigh, and the heart is deep, and God shall be exalted. As an arrow of infants are their blows, and their tongues are made strengthless against them. Oh, that saw them were troubled, and every man was afraid, and they declared the words of God, and his deeds they understood. The righteous man shall be glad in the Lord, and shall hope in him, and all the upright of heart shall be praised. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and for ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.